Mystery of Ashura's Durability. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. We said that one of the elements that has perpetuated the epic of Ashura is the fact that Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, sought to create reform in the Islamic society and the Ummah of his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. But any reform will be ineffective without revival of values and fighting anti-values. This fact is manifested in Islam in the form of an obligatory act, namely, bidding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, or inviting toward virtues and preventing from vices. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, described the reason for his uprising as, I want to bid what is right and forbid what is evil. I want to follow the practice of my grandfather and my father, Ali, son of Abu Talib. In order to show the compliance of Imam Hussein's movement with the practice of the Prophet, it is better to pay attention to the guidelines of the Prophet where he said, My Ummah will constantly be in goodness as long as they bid what is right and forbid one another from what is evil and cooperate with each other. But if they do not do their great responsibility in this regard, the divine blessings will leave them and the ground will be set for the dominance of one group over another one. And thus, there won't be any helper for them neither on the earth nor in the sky. No doubt, had the Islamic Ummah paid due attention to this directive of the Prophet and stood against the deviation right after the Prophet's passing away, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, would have been placed in his rightful position of Imamat, and the Ummah would have lived in absolute comfort and prosperity. And there would have been no room for power-hungry people to dominate over Muslims and devour their resources. The reason for insouciance among Muslims in the first decades of Islam was that they were heedless of the words of the Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Prophet said in this respect, Definitely God is very wrathful with the faithful who has no religion. Those who heard these words asked the Prophet with surprise, O Messenger of God, who is the faithful who has no religion? The Prophet answered, He who does not forbid want is evil and does not prevent from deviations. By the way, how can one claim to be faithful and religious while he or she is indifferent against social, political, cultural, and economic deviations and does not even protest it verbally? Imam Ali, peace be upon him, also said, He who does not protest against vices with his hand, tongue, and heart and does not show any reaction is like a mobile dead who walks among the living. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said, If two groups of my Ummah are reformed, my Ummah will be reformed. And if they are corrupt, my Ummah will be corrupt. They are the jurisprudence and the rulers. The statement of the Prophet is self-explanatory. It shows the pivotal role of the religious leaders in the management of society. They're the ones who can prevent the instatement of oppressive and corrupt rulers through awakening and guiding the people. The Noble Quran relates the accounts of some of the religious leaders in the past nations who were comfort-seeking and didn't stand against perversion and corruption. Ayah 62 and 63 of Surah Ma'idah read in this regard, "And you will see them striving with one another to hasten insane and exceeding the limits, and their eating of what is unlawfully acquired. Certainly evil is that which they do." Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in a meeting with 200 of the Prophet's companions and 500 of the companions of the companions in Mena, 2 years before the death of the Umayyad rebel Muawiyah, delivered a long sermon. We will present you parts of that sermon. He criticized the companions and the companions of them, saying, "Why aren't they admonished by the divine words? Why, like the Jewish and Christian scholars, they keep silent towards the deviations and innovations against the practice and behavior of the Messenger of God out of fear of their life and do not move their lips in protest?" Then the Imam continued, "You're familiar with the divine halal and haram. You have gained the position and respect among people because of God's grace. So why do you keep tacit and do not take any measure against the oppressive rule? Do you think that you will accompany the Messenger of God in paradise with this negative performance and seeking comfort? What a void thought and what a baseless aspiration." Undoubtedly, the responsibility of avoiding what is right and forbidding what is wrong is the duty of every individual in society. But it is the ulema and religious scholars who bear a heavier responsibility as they are more familiar with this principle and are more influential. But if they do not do their duty, they will be like the children of Israel whom God describes in Ayahs 78 and 79 of Surah Ma'idah, saying, "Those who disbelieved from among the children of Israel were cursed on the tongue of David and Jesus, son of Mary. This was because they obeyed and used to exceed the limit. They didn't use to forbid each other from evil that they did. Certainly bad was that which they used to do." Finally, it can be said that the way to go out of every ideological and practical deviations is to revive humane and Islamic values and struggle against every kind of corruption. That's why the Noble Quran says in Ayah 71 of Surah Tawbah, "And as for the faithful men and women, they are guardians of each other. They enjoin good and forbid evil and maintain prayer and pay the alms and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah will have mercy on them. Surely Allah is invincible, wise." In view of this, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, said that as long as enjoining good and forbidding evil is maintained, whatever God has commanded will be performed, because this will revive all divine values. When Imam Hussein's emissary Muslim ibn Aqil faced disloyalty of the people of Kufa and was captivated, Ibn Ziyad, the ruler of Kufa, made every effort to depict a totally twisted image of Imam Hussein's uprising and introduce it as opposite of the interest of the Islamic Ummah. But Muslim bravely explicated the Imam's uprising in this way. It was you who did evil deeds explicitly and eliminated good deeds. Impose your rule over the people and set up your government against the divine commands and laws, and took the helms of power and behaved the people like the Khazar. So we came to set up what is good and values among the people and prevent from evil, and invite to God's laws the practice of the Messenger of God. We are qualified for this. In short, we can conclude that defending what is good and fighting evil stems from the clean and unsullied nature of every human being. This is one of the mysteries of the durability of Imam Hussein's uprising.